Millions of students around the world gather for prayer at school. There's a church-to-church initiative launched for hurricane rebuilding, and a Christian school brings the internet to a rural city in West Africa. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University, Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Call to me. That was the theme of the 2005 See You at the Pole event yesterday. It was the 15th annual student-initiated, student-led prayer movement that saw students gather at flagpoles to pray. Many prayed for leaders, schools, and families, asking God to bring a spiritual awakening to their campuses and countries. A couple of students told us why they participated.
I hope to see a revolution in our hallways.
It is amazing. It's amazing that people, I think, have the courage to come out here and to just, you know, take a stand.
I want to see people that know God shine through it, people to wonder what's different about us.
Regina Domansky is a student at Washington High School in Sioux Falls, Minnesota. She's also a member of a student club called First Priority. See You at the Pole is only a part of what they're doing.
Right now we're in the process of training up Christians so that they can go out into their classrooms, into their hallways, to show God's love and to spread His word.
Students from more than 20 countries participated. Next, as another hurricane is bearing down on the United States, a Christian relief agency is gearing up to help churches affected by Hurricane Katrina. International AIDS Miles Fish says since they've worked with more than 150 churches there, they'd like to link churches throughout the U.S. with these churches.
We don't particularly want to implement all of the repair work, but we certainly think that we can put those churches in a match together, and then they can work together on what kind of repairs and cleanup might be necessary for both the church and the people in the church and the local community that they're trying to serve.
Fish says this idea emphasizes the need to keep the local church at the forefront of their efforts.
Someday we're going to go home. The local church is a part of that community. They're going to be there long term, and we just think it's a far superior strategy for us to invest everything that we have into that church, so that church then can reach out.
Go to our website or call us to get connected. You're listening to Mission Network News. They're located worldwide in some of the most unexpected places. Their presence means keeping in touch with the outside world as possible. Isolation is no longer a barrier to tools and education. Oasis International's ministry in West Africa is working to connect their students. Oasis's Art Speck explains their newest educational effort.
One of the most exciting things is the opening of an internet cafe in the rural village of Prom Prom. It gives the access to a lot of information, a lot of educational facilities. It just really helps the community.
Since the thrust of their work is evangelistic at Oasis, Speck says the cafe is an extension of that training.
It's really hard for people to hear the gospel when they don't have the education, don't have the facilities to make a living and can't live. This is an avenue where people can get more information, they can get more training so that they can better themselves.
Next, three Indonesian Christians were recently imprisoned for running a religious education program for children in their community. Their case, unfortunately, isn't unusual. Open Doors is urging Christians around the world to pray for suffering believers like these women. They've set aside Sunday, November 13th as the 2005 International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church. A free kit to get your church involved is available. Go to our website for details. And Global Aid Network is getting ready to launch its annual warehouse project. They're looking for volunteers to join them in mid-October for 2 weeks of sorting, packing, and shipping. They've borrowed a warehouse in Lancaster, Pennsylvania to collect humanitarian aid headed for Sudan, Uganda, Iraq, Indonesia, and parts of the former Soviet Union. Gain USA demonstrates the love of God through their actions, providing hope for hurting people around the world. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering church bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news that can help keep missions in front of your church each month. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.